USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New York City, where Harvey Weinstein has just pleaded not guilty to rape and criminal sex act charges. The disgraced movie mogul arraigned on charges brought last week by a Manhattan grand jury. Weinstein accused of raping a woman in 2013 in a Manhattan hotel room and forcing another woman to perform sex acts on him at his office in 2004. Just days until the scheduled summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and one of President Trump's top economic advisors says he believes the president deserves some credit for making this happen. Larry Kudlow says on Fox News,
North Korea coming to the negotiating table has a lot to do with President Trump's very firm stand with respect to their nuclear weapons, with respect to all options on the table.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WARN to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
President Trump lashing out yet again at Attorney General Jeff Sessions, saying on Twitter this morning he blames what he calls the continued Russian witch hunt hoax on Sessions' recusal from involvement. And the president noted he would have picked someone else for the job had he known Sessions was going to recuse himself. The president saying instead, so much time and money have been wasted along with so many lives that he says have been ruined. Christian Saucier, a former member of the Navy who spent a year in federal prison for taking pictures in a submarine, is going to sue former President Obama and former FBI Chief James Comey for selectively prosecuting him.
The president pardoning Saucier in March and said he was appreciative of his service to the nation. Saucier thinks Comey and Obama should be held responsible for the way he was treated, pointing to the way Hillary Clinton was given a free pass for how she mishandled classified information on her email server. I'm John DeMaster.
And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A Christian baker from Colorado, the big winner in the Supreme Court's ruling yesterday when justices ruled in favor of the man who had refused to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. The baker said creating that cake would violate his religious convictions. The court said in its ruling that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission did violate the baker's rights by displaying hostility about his religious beliefs. Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor dissented in that 7-2 ruling. Investigators in Arizona are now linking 6 murders to a man who took his own life at a hotel in the Phoenix suburb of Scottsdale. Police say Dwight Jones shot himself as a SWAT team was closing in on him yesterday. Investigators accused Jones of shooting and killing renowned forensic psychiatrist Stephen Pitt last Thursday before killing 2 paralegals on Friday and a psychologist on Saturday. Police also blame Jones for killing a couple in a Phoenix suburb over the weekend. Police say Jones targeted people who he believed were connected to his divorce years ago. And Roseanne co-star and executive producer of the Roseanne reboot, Sarah Gilbert, says she agrees with ABC's decision to cancel that program. After Roseanne Barr's racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett, Gilbert saying on the talk she was proud of the show but stands behind the network decision. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.